This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, BTN News listeners, and time for your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of November, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. That face recognition system over there at Facebook. Yeah, they decided to pull the plug. Who knows why they did this? Could be some controversy in the company right now. Who knows? That's all speculation. We won't cover that here. We do know that they announced it would be shutting down the face recognition system on Facebook in the coming weeks. So what does this mean for you and I that are on Facebook? You'll no longer be automatically recognized in photos. That is, if you opt out into the future. And the Facebook team will delete over 1 billion facial recognition templates. Yes, 1 billion. Also, aren't they're going to be destroying those hard drives as well, not just deleting. This, of course, is also part of the direction of the new company, Meta. And apparently the philosophy at Meta now is that face recognition could still be helpful in some situations, but not all, particularly in the privacy one. Listen up, people in Austria, Brazil, Colombia, France, Germany, Indonesia, and quite a few others, actually. 15 countries, actually, in total. Your Apple Fitness Plus is a-coming. That's right, Apple's subscription-based fitness service is rolling out in many more territories. And from what we can tell, it'll be $9.99 a month. Of course, you can also have that bundled in the Apple One Premier bundle, which, by the way, has also been expanded to those new territories. Most of you probably know already, Fitness Plus offers users the catalog of workouts, and it's all powered by the Apple Watch Series 3 or later. Meaning, if you ain't got a watch and you want to do this, you probably better go get one. Oh, that Apple marketing, gotta love it. It'll also include time to walk, guided meditations, and even more features as they're currently rolling out. And if you want to work out in friends and family too, of course, Fitness Plus can be used with SharePlay as well. And you'll do that together via FaceTime. Dropbox and folders and folders and folders. Yeah, we get the idea. Sometimes it just gets to be a headache. Well, Dropbox has got a new feature that will actually add some automation to our life for those folders. By doing this, new files are actually automatically renamed, grouped into subfolders then, or even more. The feature is actually called automated folders. So yeah, it kind of just does what it says on the tin. And according to Dropbox, it can help you and anybody you're collaborating with stay organized with standardized names and tags. Now, you will have some control over these folders, of course, various configurations and various rules that you yourself can apply. Though right now, those rules are a little predefined, at least according to what Dropbox is saying, but it's working to make the system a little bit more customizable as it moves along. Now, on top of these automatic folders, Dropbox is also adding the naming conversations and multi-file organize actions. The conversations will let you batch rename files in a folder following a pattern that you basically chose, while the multi-file organization feature will actually have Dropbox sort those files into subfolders based on how they were actually created. And finally, have you not got your Starlink yet? Thinking, why haven't I got this thing? Well, did you happen to actually play with the site's digital map? Well, if you did, it's going to be a while longer. Yes, from what we're hearing, some users on the Starlink subreddit forum, they said they moved their service area by just a few feet using the digital map tool on the site. And by doing so, their pre-order dates moved from late 2021 to 2023. Yeah. 2 years. In fact, some people said, I just moved the little thingy to the end of my driveway, and it upped their delivery date by 1 year. Now, from day one, the map tool always on the site. But Starlink actually recently made some changes and actually removed any mention of Starlink being in beta. Yes, it has been in beta for quite some time. But we have been hearing for quite a while now that beta will be kicked to the curb soon. And now that it seems to be going out of beta, people are checking in to saying, all right, should be getting my dish anytime now. Well, you might be, as long as you didn't move anything. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is, of course, where you find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show as well. British Tech Network, of course, is on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and you can come join our community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the BTN family today, so what's taking you so long? Just head there right now to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, yep, headed into the week. weekend, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.